This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers, ranchers, and growers will focus on innovation and engagement when they converge on San Diego from January 9th to the 14th for the Can't Miss Reimagined Agricultural Event of the New Year, the American Farm Bureau Federation's 2015 Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show. The AFBF Annual Convention, January 9th through the 14th, will feature headline speakers, timely information, and rock-solid strategies that farmers need to engage on the many public policy issues that affect their businesses, their quality of life, and their rural communities. The latest in agricultural technology, equipment, programs, and services will take the spotlight at the all-new interactive Idea Ag Trade Show on January 9th through 11th. The new Idea Ag Trade Show is a greatly expanded exhibition of all the tools and technology that are essential for farmers and ranchers to succeed in today's efficient and productive agricultural environment, according to Raben Bianchi, Senior Director, Expositions and Events for AFBF and Idea Ag Group. The Idea Ag brand is truly premier in the farm show business. Adding this expertise to the AFBF Annual Convention offers farmers and ranchers a great opportunity to pack a lot of business into one dynamic event. The Agriculture Department has approved commercial planting of a potato that is genetically modified to resist bruising and to produce less of a chemical that has caused cancer in animals. Boise-based J.R. Simplot Company developed the potato and was approved by USDA last Friday. Simplot is a major supplier of French fries, hash browns, and other potato products for restaurant chains like McDonald's Corporation. The company altered the potato's DNA so it produces less acrylamide, which is suspected to be a human carcinogen. Potatoes naturally produce the chemical when they're cooked at high temperatures. The potato also is engineered to resist bruising. It's been tough sledding for cereal makers as consumers face a growing assortment of breakfast choices. But Kellogg's aims to win back sales in its core business by launching new products, including a peanut butter and jelly Pop-Tart, gluten-free Special K cereal, Kashi raisin and chia granola, Kashi organic sprouted grains, and Kashi Go Lean Crunch, which is GMO-free. The corn market could see a small pickup as the Agriculture Department has reduced its corn production estimates slightly in its latest report on agricultural supply and demand for the 2014-2015 marketing year, the American Farm Bureau Federation said Monday. With corn and soybean production continuing to see high returns, even higher production estimates were expected from USDA. Nonetheless, corn production estimates dropped a bit to 14.407 billion bushels from last month's projection of 14.475 billion bushels. Labor contract negotiations between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association began on May 15th, and little progress has occurred since the contract expired on July 1st. Since September, progress appears to have slowed between the parties, and industry experts believe crisis levels of congestion are occurring at West Coast ports. Negotiations are at a standstill, according to news releases recently issued by both parties. The sudden change in tone suggests that a full shutdown of every West Coast port may be imminent. Before this development, signs of trouble included cargo being diverted, difficulty securing containers, and unpredictability in locating chassis. Farm Bureau has met with several federal agencies, including the Transportation and Commerce Departments, to make sure the administration understands the severity of the situation. AFBF and 104 other associations sent a letter to the president asking the administration to consider invoking the Taft-Hartley Act if a strike or lockout occurs. Allow Golden Rice Now has confirmed dates for visiting three countries in Asia where golden rice stands to make a big difference to the suffering from vitamin A deficiency. Visits are planned to the Philippines, Bangladesh, and India over a three-week period. Organizers will build relationships with the scientific and humanitarian communities working on the ground to develop golden rice and bring the campaign message to the countries where it is needed most. Protests are planned at Greenpeace and perhaps other offices in Manila, Delhi, and Mumbai. A coalition of major farm organizations and agriculture technology providers have announced an agreement on data privacy and security principles that will encourage the use and development of a full range of innovative technology-driven tools and services to boost the productivity, efficiency, and profitability of American agriculture. The coalition supporting the principles includes American Farm Bureau Federation, American Soybean Association, Beck's Hybrids, Dow AgroSciences LLC, DuPont Pioneer, John Deere, National Association of Wheat Growers, National Corn Growers Association, National Farmers Union, Raven Industries, the Climate Corporation, a division of Monsanto, and USA Rice Federation. In a statement, American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman said the principles released provide a measure of needed certainty to farmers regarding the protection of their data. Farmers using these technology-driven tools will help feed a growing world while also providing quantifiable environmental benefits. These principles are meant to be inclusive, and we hope other farm organizations and ATPs join this collaborative effort in protecting farm-level data as well as educating farmers about this revolutionary technology. America's young farmers and ranchers have spoken out on the devastating impact their new businesses will suffer under the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers' proposed Waters of the U.S. rule, the American Farm Bureau Federation said. AFBF's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee outlined its key concerns regarding the Waters of the U.S. rule in formal comments submitted to the EPA. AFBF Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee Chair Jake Carter said EPA keeps grasping for control over our farms and ranches. Young farmers and ranchers are the future of American agriculture, and we take our role of protecting the land seriously. This proposal puts serious roadblocks in our way without any material improvements in water quality. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance has announced the winners of its second class of the Faces of Farming and Ranching program. Aaron Brenneman of Iowa, Daryl Glazier of Texas, Jay Hill of New Mexico, Thomas Titus of Illinois, and Carla Warden of Michigan were all named program winners. The winners will be active participants in the National Dialogue about Food Production. They will share their personal stories and experiences through public appearances, events, media interviews, and social media. The Macoupin County Farm Service Agency has announced that public informational meetings have been scheduled to discuss the provisions of the 2014 Farm Bill regarding the new commodity programs or the agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage programs. The dates for the first set of meetings are Monday, November 24th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the KC Hall in Carlinville. A second set of meetings have been scheduled for Wednesday, December 10th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the KC Hall in Carlinville. Doug Yoder, Senior Director of Affiliate and Risk Management for Illinois Farm Bureau, will help conduct the meetings on the 24th, and Robert Bellum, a U of I Extension Crop System Educator, will attend both meeting dates to assist with the Farm Bill training. The Macoupin County Farm Service Agency Committee and County FSA Office encourages all operators, other tenants, and landowners to attend one of the above public informational meetings to help educate regarding the 2014 Farm Bill provisions. Questions about the meetings can be directed to the Macoupin County Farm Service Agency at 217-854-2626. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where a membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.